A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Hathorn, slated to join us tomorrow. Brought to us by Gutter Helmet. No more clogged gutters. No more overflows. No more ladders. Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. On the docket right now, our friend and yours, Gormy the Owl, Kevin Gorman from the Trib. Hello, Gormy. How are you?
Look at that. What's going on, guys?
He's on 93.7.
There he is.
Yep. Right in between us. All right, Kev. They're 48 and 48. They're 31 and 26. That's almost a 90-win pace since Paul Skeens stepped on campus, so to speak. We've heard people such as Dan Zangrilli and others say that they don't expect much from the second half, that maybe this team isn't worth adding a big bat to and making a big deal. And then there's others like us who say, look at the record since Skeens arrived. Plus, they're healthier. They should be actually better in the second half. Go out and get a bat. Where do you stand on that? And what do you actually think they'll do?
Well, I think you have to capitalize on the chances that you have. And the Pirates are a game and a half out of contention for a wild card spot, and they're not really out of the running in the NL Central either, given that they just, you know, have fared well against Milwaukee, which I think is a team that's going to fade in the second half like they've done in the past couple years. I don't expect the Pirates to chase a big name. I think when people look at who's available, they always look at the top names or the top players available and think, oh, we should get in on that guy. And I don't think that's been the Pirates' MO. I don't think that's something that we can expect them to do. So I don't think they're going to go swing a trade for Vlad Guerrero. But I could see the Pirates making a move like bringing in a Marlon Byrd type of player, that they need a corner outfielder, especially somebody who can play right field. I could see them looking for a veteran who has a good bat, has some pop in his bat, and has some maybe playoff experience. Those are the types of things that this team could use. Perhaps somebody that can platoon with Rowdy Tellez at first base. I could see them looking for a left-handed bat in right field or a right-handed bat at first base. But I also think that this is a team that also could maybe use a middle reliever or somebody to boost the bullpen. But I don't see a big splash move, but I could see the Pirates making some type of a move to try to improve this team and give them a better chance if they come out of the All-Star break playing as well as they did going into it. And that's a tough task, given that they faced the Phillies and the Cardinals in their first six games, and they have a losing record at PNC Park this season.
Well, I mean, I think that's the key. That's the key question is, are they going to try and wait as long as they can possibly wait to see where they're at in the standings? Or are they going to be proactive for once and try and get out ahead of it so that they don't have to, wait 3 weeks to figure out if they're in the race or not?
I think you have to capitalize on the pitching right now. And the Pirates, they've had almost half of their games. I don't know the exact number right now, but almost half of their games have had quality starts. So your starting rotation has done its job, if not more than expected. You have, you know, an all-star starter in Paul Skeens, a 2023 all-star Mitch Keller, and you're getting now back healthy to the rotation, Martin Perez, Marco Gonzalez, and very soon Bailey Falter. And Luis Ortiz has helped round out that rotation. Quinn Priester is back off the IL. And you would expect to have Jared Jones back by September at the latest, I would imagine. So this is a team that has a pitching staff that can compete, at least in the starting rotation, in the postseason. And it has a back end of the bullpen that, when everybody is healthy, can be very, very good with Colin Holderman, Aroldis Chapman, and David Bednar. And you know, and some guys that supplement them, like Carmen Majinski and Kyle Nicholas. If Ryan Borucki comes back, your pitching staff starting to look pretty solid, where a lot of teams are looking for pitching. The Pirates, you know, may have something of a surplus of pitching, and it, maybe they deal from a position of strength by trading a Gonzalez or a Perez or even Chapman to try to, you know, to try to bolster their team with a bat. But certainly I think when you have, you know, everybody talks about the window. I don't think it's even just the window. I think it's the opportunity. I think there's an opportunity to contend, and the fans are starting to show up for the games, certainly when Skeens pitches. But I think that there's an excitement, and I thought it was interesting that on the broadcast of the All-Star game last night, they said, you know, can you imagine what Pittsburgh would be like if this team is in the playoffs? And I think we all remember what that was like, even though it was a decade ago, that this town becomes electric again when the Pirates are a good baseball team.
Kevin Gorman of the Trib, he's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We should have asked Shelty this. I forgot yesterday when Skeens is going to pitch again. What do you think, Kev? Do you think he pitches against the Phillies, or they save him for the Cardinals?
I tried to pin Ben Cherington down on a conference call about that yesterday, because he said on his radio show on the Fan on Sunday that it would be sometime in this homestand. He did not say it would be against the Phillies, and you would have to treat last night's start almost like a bullpen session. So that's him between starts getting an inning in, but there's a lot that goes around it in terms of dealing with the media session, the red carpet. You know, there's a lot of buzz that surrounds the All-Star game. And so I think, you know, the important thing is to get Paul Skeens back to his routine tomorrow and get him ready for the next start. But I expect to see him probably against the Cardinals, given that that's a division game and that's a team that's ahead of the Pirates in the standings. And so I would expect to see him there. But I think that's one of the hardest things for the Pirates fans is right now people want to go see Paul Skeens pitch, and they can't pin down a date when they know that they can expect him pitch. You can't just count 5 days from, you know, from the last start. And I would imagine that's a bit of frustration, but it's also, you know, to some degree, they're keeping their opponents guessing, although I'm sure they probably have a better idea than we do when they'll see Paul Skeens. But I do know that we're going to see him in this homestand. I just couldn't tell you whether it's going to be against the Phillies or the Cardinals or what day exactly.
Well, I think the thing about that is they're doing everything in their power to try and, you know, extend the amount of time in between some of his starts so they can get to the end of the season. And they're still able to use him based on their, you know, preseason innings projections and all that other crap. My question is, if you get into August and you're in the throes of a wild card race, are you really going to want to put a six starter in there and push his starts apart and have him pitch less than, you know what I mean? Like him going to the mound every 5 days and giving you a chance every 5 days and know that, you know, you're probably going to win those games.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be the big thing with Paul Skeens in the second half here is how the Pirates are going to use him, whether it's on a, you know, 5, 6, 7 day, you know, type of rotation here. That the Pirates have to be careful because this is a guy that, for as dominant as Paul Skeens has been through his first 11 starts and even the first inning of the All-Star game last night, we're looking at a guy who 2 years ago was a two-way player. In fact, the best two-way player in college baseball, won the John Olerud Award for that, was, you know, dividing his time as a catcher. So he was playing every day. So there's been a change in his routine there. But he went from, I'm throwing out round numbers here, but from something like 35 innings as a freshman, pitching mostly as a reliever, to 85 innings as a sophomore, to pitching 130 innings last year between LSU and the Pirates and the Miners, to being on pace to pitch, you know, significantly more than that this year. So the Pirates have to be careful with his workload and with his volume. And I think that's why we're hearing talk of, you know, pitch counts and innings counts with Paul Skeens and Jared Jones. And I also think it's why the Pirates are trying to have him not start necessarily every fifth day. But I also think this is a guy who's built different. And, you know, you have to be careful when you the guys that Paul Skeens reminds me of, and not necessarily his style, but in terms of the power pitching, the size, you know, having the early success and being dominant very early in his career, are guys like Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood, and even to some extent, Steven Strasburg. Those are the guys that he's been compared to as very high draft picks, very, you know, big pitchers, throwing with a lot of velocity and throwing with, you know, some serious spin. That those guys, they all broke down very early in their careers. And I think that's where there is a very delicate balance for the Pirates, where they have to try to appease their fans, much like Major League Baseball did last night by making Skeens the starter for the National League after only 11 starts. They have to appease the fans and give them what they want, but they also have to protect their investment in Paul Skeens, because to lose him to a Tommy John surgery at the end of this season would be absolutely devastating. And you'd basically be talking about losing Paul Skeens for two of the years that you have club control over him. So I think the Pirates have to be smart about it, but I also think that they have to do what's best, not just for Paul Skeens, but for their team. And I've seen them make some moves that, you know, had me scratching my head. And it wasn't them pulling him out in the after the sixth inning against the Chicago Cubs of a no-hitter, or the seventh inning against the Brewers of a no-hitter. It's more when you look at when, you know, they've let the guy go 100-plus pitches in games that were, you know, to me, already decided. And or when you have them pull Jared Jones after 59 pitches in a game that was not decided. Those are the ones where, you know, there's been some trial and error involved with the Pirates' decision-making. And I think they have to be very careful to make sure that Paul Skeens doesn't end up on the injured list like Jared Jones has, and to make sure that both of those guys are available in late August and all of September if they're going to make a push to be a wild card or, you know, division champion.
Paul, may I engage Gormley the Owl in a game of free association?
Yes.
I like it when he delivers one-word answers, Gormley. He's very definitive in that. Are you ready? That's the question.
I'm as ready as I'm going to be with you, Joe.
As fast as possible, these answers. Who's going to break out in the second half for the Pirates?
Henry Davis.
Whoa. Whose numbers are going to go down a bit in the second half?
Paul Skeens is going to have to lose a game at some point. So I'm going to say him just because he's the easy target. I mean, I don't expect him to be undefeated through his entire rookie season. That's unimaginable.
That was going to be another question. Will Skeens go undefeated? You say no. Will Jack Sawinski get hot and keep the center field job? Yes or no?
I think Jack Sawinski will get hot. I don't know if he'll keep the center field job. He's one of the worst defenders in Major League Baseball, metrically, if you go by defensive runs saved. But certainly I think there's a chance for him to platoon in all three outfield spots and be a backup center fielder. But I do think, I don't know that he can get much worse. There's really nowhere to go up, nowhere to go but up for Jack Sawinski.
Gormley, the game is designed for answers that are five words or less, sometimes even one word. If you could play by the rules, please.
Moving My apologies, forward, Joe.
That's okay. That's okay. Peguero will be up at some point.
I'm not so sold on that. I think in case of an injury, he would be up, but I think you might see a leak.
What is happening here? Gormley, we have to go five words or less, maybe even one word. Paul, what is happening with Gormley?
Don't know. That's two words.
See? That's a very good demonstration. Gormley, let's start over. Are you ready for this game?
Here, I'll help you. Go ahead.
I'm
ask
ready.
Me that
I'll
one.
Try
hold
to do
on.
Better.
All right.
Hold
we'll
on,
do a demonstration with Paul.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask me.
Joey Bart will become a regular catcher.
Yes.
Playoffs this season or it's a failure?
Yes.
There we go, Gormley. You ready?
I'll do my best Paul Zeiss impersonation.
Joey Bart will become the regular catcher around here.
No.
All right, that's two words. We that's less than five. We're good.
Pirates will deal a top 10 prospect in a trade.
Yes.
Playoffs or season is a failure, yes or no?
No.
Winning season or season is a failure?
Yes.
You would trade Aroldis Chapman for a bat?
Yes.
Pirates' final win total will be what?
84.
Will that be enough to get him in the playoffs?
No.
Key Brian Hayes will get hot and go on a tear.
Yes.
Paul Skeens, they have 5 years of control after this season. He's going to be a Pirate for 3, 4, 5 or more seasons than that.
Wait, I'm confused on that question. He's going to be a Pirate for how long?
How many more years will Paul Skeens be a Pirate?
5 years.
They'll make Skeens an offer of $130 million or more to buy out some years of free agency.
Yes, they'll make the offer. He'll say no.
Very good. Thank you, Gormy. You're a wonderful man. He didn't say
he froze.
Anything.
Oh, I thought he froze.
He's trying to get back at me now.
I'm trying to hear you. I'm having a hard time hearing you guys.
I'm sorry, Gormy. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Gormy. He can be very verbose, can't he, Paul? He's very good at his job.
Yeah, he's good.
Always has been.
He's aggressive. He asks the right questions. He gets it. He's one of the, you know, he's one of the guys who, you know, left over in the media that still, I feel, does it the right way. Really does it the right
way. He's old school, Gormy. Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to a who's who of Pittsburgh sports writers, Gormy the Owl has to be there. Do you like that horse?
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I was sad and then I loved you and it took my breath. And now I think you love me and it scares me to death. Cause now I lie awake and wonder, I worry, I think about losing you.
Now you're back on your game limits. I think the music helps.
I love this song. You've really made me love this song.
Wait, who sings this song?
Chris Smither. Yeah, I saw him in concert. Amazing guitar player. And I'm glad that you're back, Limits. I think the pizza helps as well.
Think the pizza put me down on Sunday and it brings me back up today.
Yeah. We're one big happy family.
Yay!
Paul. Paul should be an official member of our family. I would say any day now, although it might not be, Paul. I don't know. Is there going to be an official? They've named City Limits that we had a big event practically for him. Have you asked? Am I officially on the show? Why isn't it the Joe and Paul show or the Paul and Joe show? Any inquiries?
I'm told it's just a matter of time before we have the announcement, and so I'm patient. I think part of it is, the last month, four or five weeks, we've seen a lot of people down the hallway not here.
including me.
On vacation and whatnot, so I'm...
Yeah, that probably. I think it'll coincide with football.
I would assume before football gets really started, we'll do something for sure.
All right, I've got some treats for you. About three or four little treats here. If only I could remember what they are. One of them is Livy Dunn, and who was the other one I had quoted here?
Diana Russini.
That's where I wanted to start.
Okay.
We have training camp next week. There's not going to be a competition here. It's going to be Russell Wilson. As their start. Would you agree with that, Paul, that this is like Trubisky a few years ago? They can perpetrate a hoax here, but it's Russell Wilson unless and maybe even if he completely implodes in the preseason.
And what's the likelihood of that?
Because, pretty much zero.
Because especially when you think about it like this, there's only three preseason games right now, isn't there?
Yeah.
They're down to three preseason games, which means the first game, he'll play what? One or two series, maybe? Then the second game will be the game where he plays like into the second quarter, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
And the third game, he doesn't play at all.
And I think we all learned, I hope, after decades of we should have learned, maybe we finally all did last year, that the preseason means absolutely nothing when Kenny Pickett looked like Joe Montana for those games. But we really should never forget that nobody's game planning, nobody cares. You're doing this against people who won't be in the NFL for a large part of the time. So forget that. But that still points to the question of what do you do with Justin Fields? I'm on the record as saying the Steelers would be derelict of duty if they don't get what I think is one of the most electrifying performers in the league, the ball, a handful of times a game. I think you're crazy if you don't do that. Here's Diana Russini, who's really good at what she does, saying what she's hearing from Steelers sources.
Let's just make it clear. Russell Wilson is the starter. It is going to be a competitive training camp, right? Justin Fields is there for a reason. but they want Russell Wilson, the veteran, the guy who knows how to do it, to be the starter coming out week one. And that is essentially what's going to happen. Yeah, there's so many layers to this right now. So let's just start with just the idea that Arthur Smith, the now offensive coordinator, the former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, former offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans, who coached Marcus Mariota and Ryan Tannehill. And you saw what kind of offense that they had there, right? It was a run game first, right? That the run game was the most important aspect. He's not afraid to run his quarterback either, which fits perfectly for Russell Wilson and a Justin Fields, right? So we'll start with the idea of having Justin Fields, having some packages for him in this offense. 100% that is the plan. They've already worked on it. It's in the playbook. So you're going to see that in an Arthur Smith offense. And defensive coordinators around the league are all prepared for that. That is not news to them at all. As for Russell Wilson,
that's good stuff right there. And that just makes sense. I mean, in the red zone, to have Fields as a weapon and just generally anywhere on. This is a guy who can take it 70 yards. Yeah. That's how electrifying he is. I love that it's already in the playbook and they've already worked on it, Paul. And this needs to happen, I think. You?
Yeah, you mean, yeah, of course.
Fields being involved in the offense.
And we talked about that.
Your concern was that he's also the backup quarterback.
Exactly. So you got to be careful. I just don't think it's realistic, honestly, to try and put it together whole packages for him every week.
How careful can you be, though? How careful can you be? If you're giving him the ball five times a game in certain packages, then you're risking him.
You are, but it's one thing if you're going to use him to throw a pass. Because ultimately, those kind of passes, what he's going to be throwing, where he's going to go out, you know, to maybe he's going to go out into the flat and throw, ball, you know what I mean? That's different than if you're going to give him packages where he's going to run the ball five or six times.
Got to run it. You got to give him the ball. Put it in his hands. Give him run pass options. I don't know. Can he catch? I wouldn't even mind him doing that. He could be Antoine Randall-El, a little bit of that. A little bit of Cordell Stewart.
But again, those guys weren't the backup quarterback.
I know, but to me, that's living in your fears. And I understand not wanting him to be like, you know, lining up at running back for 20 plays a game.
I mean, I'm
but,
not...
But you're compromising your ability to win by not using that guy, I think. And I understand the risk involved.
And I think that there will be some little packages here and there. But I just think that one of the things that I, at least in my experience, and I've been around football, you've been around football, so it's not, we're not, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, anything that I'm like some sort of an expert and you're not. But my point is, as much as I've been around football over the course of time, those kind of packages have a shelf life, I'm certain. They have a shelf life where teams start to see them on film. There's only so many of those kind of plays you can run. They become less effective, you know. I mean, Cordell Stewart was a straight receiver, basically, by the time the end of the season came, you know.
Yeah.
It was like he was running routes and doing all that stuff. And my thing is, I just don't know that you're going to do that with Fields because he's your backup.
I know. But Randall-El, those little packages were still effective. I'm even talking, the Steelers just scored a touchdown to pull within two late in a game. You bring out Fields for the two-point conversion as a weapon, because even if he's not getting the ball, you have to account for him because he's so dangerous.
Right, absolutely.
So I want to see him be part of the offense. That's all I'm saying. And I think if you don't do that, then you're giving yourself less of a chance to win a football game that you would ordinarily have. So I'm glad to hear that it's already been worked in. Now we'll see if they actually use it or if they do get concerned about, hey, if this guy gets hurt, you know, we're screwed. All right. The next item I wanted to get to. Are you guys up for a little quiz, Paul?
Yes.
Limitless Wonder, how about you?
Yes, I am.
I'm glad to hear that on both fronts. In the last couple days here, we've seen media days for college football. I was watching Paul Feinbaum. Do you like him, Paul? He's a fellow Paul.
He's, for what he is.
I think he's entertaining.
He's entertaining, but I think he's a bit of a moron, but yes.
Well, morons can be entertaining. Look at me.
To your point, to your point, I do appreciate that he is like this good old boy SEC guy, makes no apologies for it, and, you know, is just says all kinds of crazy things. But go ahead.
All right. Here's the deal. And trust me, before I looked this up, I was completely flummoxed, or would have been, by this question. I was watching SEC media stuff with Feinbaum and Nick Saban, who now works for ESPN, and things like that. And they started doing the conference rundowns, and I'm like, oh my God, you're right. That team does play in the SEC now. So I'm going to ask you in City Limits, all computers off. I'm going to ask you about some conferences here. You go back and forth, and we're going to try to name every team in the conference.
Oh, okay. You ready? I feel pretty confident about this.
And if we name a wrong team, then the game is over for that conference, and I have to read them all. Or if you guys go longer than, let's say, 3 or 4 seconds, I say, that's it, we're done.
So you're giving us conference or team and saying which conference are
they in? I'm going to say ACC. Okay. You start, then Paul, then you, then Paul. If you can name the whole conference without making a mistake and include every team.
Okay.
Paul, are you up for this?
Are you going to tell us how many teams we need to name, or just keep naming them?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. We've established that I can count on live.
Very
radio.
Nice.
I'll give you the number of teams, although I'm a little bit reluctant to do that. But I will do that. Are you ready?
Well, it's just so that way we can kind of try and figure out who we, you know.
But isn't that part of the point here?
I'm ready.
And again, if either one of you had me on your team 2 days ago, it would have really been hopeless.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there were 17 teams now in the ACC. Okay?
Is this the
ACC? Right, there were 14.
What are we doing first?
We're going to start with the ACC.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
You name a team, he names a team until we go wrong here, and we'll see how early we go wrong, or if you can give me all 17. I'm willing to give you credit for that. Who would like to start?
I will.
All right, go
ahead. Paul, give me a team.
Stanford.
Very good.
All right, Pitt.
Very good. Hold on. I need to put X's. Oh, crap. Now this thing. Who did you say?
Stanford, Cal, and Pitt.
Okay. Stanford, I'm going to put an X next to them. Then somebody named Cal?
Yep.
Okay, I'll put an X next to Cal. Then somebody named Pitt, which was an obvious one, I might add. But sure, you want that one early in the game. All right, who's next?
I'm up next. Syracuse.
Okay, very good. Paul?
SMU.
SMU, very good.
Paul knocked out all the new teams. Duke.
Very good.
North Carolina.
Very good.
North Carolina State.
Very good.
Wake Forest.
Very good.
Miami.
Excellent.
Paul? Paul?
Come on.
He's doing Florida State.
I
got
to even name
State.
It.
Excellent.
Florida State, go ahead.
Yes. All right, you guys have named the ACC.
Boston College.
You've done the job here.
Right.
Yeah,
Notre
you've
Dame.
Done the job. You've named the new teams.
I think the Big 12 is the
you
one
knew
that's
better
the
than
Big
me.
12 is the top
the most,
one.
That's the toughest
that's
one.
Next on the list. And I'm not even going to tell you how many teams. That's not fair.
It's not 12.
It's not 12. And you know what? I'm trying to think of it because they.
It's only 14. No, it's 16. My bad. Start naming them. Paul, you go first.
West Virginia.
Very good.
TCU.
Excellent limits, and I'm very proud of you. Paul?
It's Kansas. They're still there, right?
Kansas is still there. Very good.
Oklahoma State.
Very good. Paul?
Texas Tech?
Very good.
Yes. Yes.
Kansas State.
Very good limits. What a fine young man you've become.
Okay, I'm gonna go on a limb with this one because I think they are a team that is moving from one place to another. Is Colorado now in the Big 12?
Yes, they are.
They are.
That's a big answer by Paul.
And BYU is also now in the Big 12.
Because
really?
You're looking at your computer.
No, I am not. I have not touched my computer.
Okay.
I'm looking at you the whole entire time.
BYU is right. Very good. Oh man. There's some toughies here, but there's also some oldies but goodies.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who are... Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Baylor.
Very good. Baylor
is correct.
Yeah.
Baylor is
good.
There, right?
Yes. Limits?
I'm trying to think here.
Five.
If Arizona State did, in fact, move to the Big 12, I think
three.
They did. Yeah. I'm going to go Arizona State.
Nice pick.
Yeah. They
that
did move from the Pac 12.
I would have forgotten.
There were
By
a couple
way,
teams that moved that are like hard to remember.
The ESPN standings, conference standings, list the Pac 12 with two teams.
Yes.
Are they just going to play each other six times?
No.
It's Oregon State and Washington State.
Yes.
No, what happened is they will play some sort of collaboration with the Mountain West, maybe.
Yeah.
But basically, they get all of the money from the Bulls tie-ins and the money from the Pac 12 media rights for this year. Those two
Good
teams
for them,
split
I
it.
Say.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are doing great here. Better than I expected. Keep going with the Big 12.
He named Arizona State, so I think Arizona's coming with them, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Arizona.
That's a biggie right there.
That
you guys are good.
That's
you guys
good
are
one.
Better than I thought. Keep going.
Oh, this is where I start to flounder.
Yes, it is.
Because Oklahoma's gone.
Yep.
Because
stop stalling and name
else,
a team.
Somebody else is gone.
Yeah.
I know.
Still in the Big 12, named Kansas.
I think I know too.
Go.
Me?
Yes.
Utah and Central Florida.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Central Florida, Utah, I should have known that. Well, they were in the Pac 12 and just moved.
This man is in fuego.
Very good poll there, Paul.
We're down to one, two, three teams.
Wow.
I'm going to give you two because we might lose track and they're old. They've already been there. Iowa State.
I forgot about Iowa State.
Yeah.
I was wondering, that team that Pitt beat a couple years ago in basketball.
Yeah, give me the last two teams in the Big 12. One of the two, and I'll give you credit. One of the last two teams in the Big 12.
I think we got all the Texas schools, didn't we?
Yeah.
Texas
no,
Tech,
you didn't.
Baylor,
There's
TCU.
One. Well, yeah, name the teams with the name Texas in them, but there's one more in the state of Texas.
Baylor, TCU, Houston.
Yes,
yeah, Houston.
I knew.
Yeah, they're new from the American.
I knew they were moving somewhere. I didn't know where they were moving. Okay, well, that's good.
Actually, you're down to one. You're down to one. I'll give you 4 seconds.
Is it a Florida?
I'll give you a clue. Man, that would be too much of a clue. Wannies, Waterloo. Bar.
Waterloo. Wannies,
three, two.
Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yes, Cincinnati.
Give him a hand.
Great
limits.
Job, Paul.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic, Paul.
Really good, Paul.
I can't believe that Cincinnati is in the Big 12.
That was really good. Okay. Name the four new teams in the Big 10. Give me the four new teams.
I can name them all, Joe.
Name them.
Washington, UCLA, USC, and Oregon.
Holy horse milk.
He's right. He's
he
right.
Did name that. Very good limits.
I know my Big Ten and SEC pretty well.
I'm very, very proud of you for that. And all right, we'll get to the SEC next. Who remains in SEC and who doesn't? Okay, you guys did great.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.